You're listening to The Record on KUOW. I'm David Hyde with Ross Reynolds. Washington State may lose $44 million in federal education funding. That's if the state doesn't comply with a federal mandate for teacher evaluations. Peter Callahan's a columnist for the Tacoma News Tribune, and when I spoke with him earlier, he explained that the problem really starts with the federal government's No Child Left Behind law that President George W. Bush signed into law back in 2001.
The problem with No Child Left Behind is how the test scores are then used to determine whether a school is succeeding or not. And it's this weird thing where it's annual, yearly progress. So I hate to pick on Mercer Island, but I do because it sort of, everybody goes, oh, that's a rich school district. But Mercer Island doesn't meet the standards because let's say 92% of their students are meeting standards in reading. If they don't get to 93, they're not showing annual yearly progress. And the other problem with it, in my view, is it measures grade level proficiency. Let's say a teacher gets a kid in the fourth grade and the kid's reading at first grade level. If that teacher doesn't get the kid to fifth grade reading in a year, that teacher failed. Whereas anybody who's in that setting says, man, if I can get that kid from first to third, that is incredible progress and should be rewarded. The people who think this is ridiculous are absolutely correct. It is ridiculous that this law has not been fixed. It's the one thing that unites everybody in education. Bill Gates and the WA president, you know, who sometimes are seen as opposed on education reform, would all agree that this law is totally messed up.
Peter, 43 states currently have waivers from No Child Left Behind. Three more are under review for waivers. Why wouldn't the government just want to get rid of this law instead of creating these loopholes?
While the government, if you're thinking of the Obama administration, would like to rewrite and reauthorize the Elementary and Secondary Education Act, but the gridlock that affects almost everything else in Congress has affected the ability to pass that reauthorization. So the Obama administration has come up with this idea of granting waivers from the worst aspects of it in exchange for a little bit more of what the Obama administration wants as far as education reform.
And what would Washington State need to do to continue to get a waiver?
Well, I mean, this issue is so interesting because all the heavy lifting has already been done. Washington has already passed a teacher and principal evaluation program. It's in the midst of being implemented. That issue of whether testing is going to be used and what degree testing is going to be used, we've already decided that. This is what some might see as a technical fix to the state system, which says you must use statewide tests to apply into your teacher evaluation models. Our current law says you can use classroom-based tests, district-based tests, school-based tests, and the federal government doesn't like that. They want your state test to be the test that's used.
How close are we to being in compliance without even changing the language?
Well, you know, it's hard to say. The feds have pretty clearly said, if you do not make this change, you will not keep your waiver. And there is a sense by some in Olympia that they're bluffing or that some attempt at lobbying by powerful legislators like, again, Patty Murray or Maria Cantwell would convince Arne Duncan, the education secretary, to say, never mind, I didn't really mean it. His 5 years plus as education secretary has shown that he has never been subject to that sort of lobbying or pressure, and he feels almost in a missionary sense that it is his duty to get all these things imposed.
And when does the federal government take away the $44 million?
The waiver is in place. What we're trying to do is get it renewed for the 14-15 school year. If, in fact, they decide to impose these sanctions, that would come away for the 14-15 school year.
What are you hearing from teachers about this?
Well, the WEA is speaking for teachers, and they are opposing this change.
And that's the Washington Education Association,
correct,
the biggest teachers' union in the state, and they're saying they oppose it. Why?
They've never been particularly high on the use of testing in evaluations. But they are saying, you keep changing these rules. We are in the midst of doing it. Stop giving us changes in direction. Let us just proceed as we're proceeding. I guess the response to that is the reason we have to keep coming in and toughening our proposal, our teacher and principal evaluation plan, is because the WEA has been so successful in getting sort of weaker versions passed. Had we been able to pass the bill as originally thought of in 2010, this would already all be in place.
All right. Well, you're down there in Olympia a lot of days. What is the state legislature doing to try to create a bill that would actually lead to a statewide test and get the $45 million for the state?
Well, the Senate Education Committee has passed a version of the bill. It is probably, unfortunately, includes some other aspects of education reform. It caused Democrats on the committee who had their own version of a clean bill and are supporting the fix to vote no on the bill. The House is just kind of waiting. They haven't scheduled any hearings on it. And Pat Sullivan, the majority leader of the House, so the Democratic leader of the House, had said, we're kind of hoping that the congressional delegation is going to be successful and we won't have to do this, which I think is very, very wishful thinking.
So what do you see happening?
Well, I guess ultimately it comes down to the end of the session. I think Arna Duncan will send a message either openly or through channels that he is not inclined to continue the waiver if this fix isn't made, and ultimately they will pass a clean bill because the money is too important. Both Tacoma and Seattle, for instance, lobbied at the committee describing the programs they use with that money and really passionately requesting that the legislature make this fix.
Peter Callahan, thank you.
Thank you.
Peter Callahan's a columnist for the Tacoma News Tribune. You're listening to The Record on KUOW with Ross Reynolds. I'm David Hyde.